This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Brent Cunningham of the College of Commerce and Business Administration. He's here to talk about consumer issues. Dr. Cunningham is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Cunningham, how do retail stores determine their selling price? And is profit always an organization's motivation?
Well, profit is not a dirty word. This is why most businesses exist. Ask someone who's starting a new business if they want to make money at this venture, and they want to inevitably say yes. So companies do consider profit when setting prices, but many other factors are considered as well, like what are consumers willing to pay, the image of the product, retail outlet product is going to be sold in, and competition. Stores will set price goals and objectives. Most set profit-oriented objectives, where profit is the main concern when setting prices. Others, though, may set sales-oriented pricing objectives, or maybe prestige-oriented pricing objectives, or maybe consider competition when setting prices. Normally, when setting their retail price, stores will take their costs and add to it a dollar amount. This is called markup. Different retail industries have different markups. For example, in the fashion industry, a 50% markup is common. This would be a cost of $10, would result in a selling price of $20. In the grocery industry, it's a 3 to 5% markup. Something costs a dollar, the selling price will be $1.05. And in the pharmaceutical industry with pharmacies, a 20% markup is common. If a cost is $10, the selling price is around $12.50.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.